If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's get some entertainment news now from Chicagoan Cindy Perlman Gaber out in Las Vegas. She contributes to the Las Vegas Review-Journal and also the New York Times. Good morning, Cindy. It looks like the people who run CBS will soon be running CNN. What's the latest on this merger?
Well, happy Friday, Bob. And as they say in Hollywood, that's all, folks. Netflix is officially out when it comes to buying Warner Brothers. This broke late yesterday afternoon. The streamer bowed out, which means Paramount has won the multi-billion dollar bid for Warner Brothers Discovery if it goes through. Netflix, in the end, said they just couldn't match Paramount / Skydance's latest offer. Netflix had, many months ago, in December, they had offered $8.2 billion, but that wasn't the end of it. Paramount wouldn't stop. They kept making sweeter offers, other stock options, and in the end, Netflix said, "We've always been a disciplined company, and our prices were required and not overly inflated." And they said, "We're just bowing out. We can't afford it." And it's a big deal in Hollywood because Hollywood is about to lose one of its five major studios if it goes through. Paramount and Warner Brothers would effectively merge along with Discovery. It would also make Paramount Plus a major player because then they would be able to go up against all the other streamers, and they would also own HBO Max. And CNN would be in the mix, too. So Netflix, in the end, they said their investors are relieved and their stocks even went up. So stay tuned. It's not exactly over yet.
Yeah, still has to get government approval, correct?
Correct, but the White House is firmly behind Paramount. So this looks like it's going to be a deal the White House does approve.
Let's get to your phone call with Ryan Gosling. Not everybody gets to chat with him. What were you talking about?
You know, he just calls me from time to time, Bob, to say hi. No, actually, he called yesterday because Ryan Gosling, a sweet, sweet guy, is out there promoting his new sci-fi project for March called Project Hail Mary, based on the 2021 novel by Andy Weir. This is a story about Ryland Grace, an astronaut and a teacher, who wakes up on a spacecraft. He has no clue how he got there, what he's doing there, or what the mission is. And then he figures out he is the sole survivor of a crew sent up to save the Earth from disaster. And along the way, he meets a rock called Rocky, an alien, who needs to help him. And Ryan said yesterday he signed on a few years ago at a time when the movie theaters were shutting down. Productions were gone. He said this was a moving, optimistic way to look at the future without fearing it, and it's something to figure out the future, not to be afraid of it.
And didn't his daughter somehow influence him here?
She did. His daughter's with Eva Mendes. They looked at him because he tried on glasses. He wanted to look smart like a teacher. So his daughters looked at him and said, "Dad, you finally look smart. You're in glasses." So he said he took that as his first production note. And he just said, "Thank you, girls. Thank you very much."
And he's hosting SNL pretty soon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's hosting SNL on March 7th, which is exciting. And this movie, clocking in at 2 hours and 36 minutes, but based on a great book, and this looks like one of the real big winners of the year.
I've been talking about this Elvis movie, epic, Elvis Presley in concert, and I know people are going to wait for it to get on a streaming channel, but I think that would be a mistake. This is really a movie to be seen on IMAX if you can. You may have missed that already, but for the sound especially, you need to see it in the theater, don't you think?
I do, Bob. It opens today. It's called Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert. It's a cool story. In 2022, Baz Luhrmann, the great director, directed the Austin Butler version of the Elvis Presley story. And he came up with all this research while doing that. Research that they store in salt mines in Kansas, which is really cool. He found rehearsals, performances, and a 40-minute video of Elvis just talking. And he looked at all of that and the concert footage, and poor Baz, he had to painstakingly put the songs back into the footage. The footage had no sound in certain places. And this was from that famous concert in Hawaii that Elvis did with the big gold jacket. But Baz did it. He restored the sound, synced it up, and the film. The cool thing, too, is they had their big first screening at Graceland on January 8th, which was Elvis' 91st birthday, which that's a nice thing, too.
Mm, yeah, they call it epic, and it is.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
It was a celebratory time for Pink when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their nominations, but then Pink got mad, didn't she?
You know, you don't want to cross Pink because she'll just get on one of those aerial things and fly in your face. Because Pink, all day yesterday, Pink was supposedly breaking up with her husband, Carrie Hart, after 20 years and two kids. She finally got on Instagram late in the day and said, not so what. She is blaming people. She said, I woke up to the fact that I'm separated from my husband. I didn't know. My kids didn't know. And then she said in a really mean voice, thank you, Us Weekly and People Magazine. And then she said a cool thing. She said, you know what? Maybe you want to talk about the fact I was nominated the first year I was ever eligible for a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame award. She used a lot of swear words in there, too. We'll leave those out. And she said, why don't you talk about my accomplishments instead of my demise? And one cool fact that just broke a few minutes ago about Pink, you know, Kelly Clarkson has left her talk show. She has one more month. Pink is the leading contender to replace her. And this is a rumor, but fueling the rumor is Pink and her husband actually just bought a place in New York. She's been seen in New York a lot where it's shot. So we have to kind of keep tabs on that. But as for breaking up, she said, fake news, although I hate this word. And she said, go with God, not trash news.
Well, if she takes over for Kelly Clarkson on that show, they'll have to have a trapeze on the set, don't you think?
Have you ever seen her? She is such an amazing concert. First of all, she flies right by your face. She can sing those songs mid-air. And by the time you get to raise your glass, you think you're levitating or something. It's a great, great show.
Finally, this is going to be fun. We may see some big-time celebrities in Chicago pretty soon, right?
We talked about this earlier this week, Heat 2, Michael Mann, Chicago it, and here we go. He did cast Leonardo DiCaprio, and he did cast Christian Bale. Christian Bale loves Chicago, but the last time he was here, he was driving the Batmobile on Lower Wacker. This time, we're keeping him above ground, shooting Heat 2, and they're filming here, Vegas, Singapore, and this is a big deal. Replacing De Niro and Pacino, because this is a prequel. They think it's going to be Adam Driver, and also Timothy Chalamet might be in town, because he's thrown into that mix, possibly. Although Al Pacino, he's funny. He said he could play his younger self. Just give him a little CGI, he'll do it himself. So we can only wish we would see Al walking down Michigan Avenue, right?
Right. Well, maybe when they're in town, I'll get a celebrity call from somebody.
It's, Bob, you should be in this.
You know what? I'm perfect if they need a dead body. Cindy Pearlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you and have a good weekend, Cindy.
You too, Bob.